The Right to Kill. This is Thought for Today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. The Right to Kill. How many of you have thought that we have a right to kill? We have a right to take a life. We have a right to take the life of an animal or a person or anything. We were at dinner the other day and we were having a pork roast. And it was a stuffed pork roast. And I said to the family, I said, do you realize that you kill this poor little pig who didn't do anything to hurt you, didn't do anything to make you unhappy. All you did was raise him to kill him. And then you've made him for your dinner here, and you're enjoying him so thoroughly, and you felt you had the right to kill him. And they said, but that's meat for the dinner table, that's food, no. That is the right to kill or the right not to kill. You see, we have moralism about us, we have values, we think that it's wrong to kill a human being. It's wrong to at any time kill a human being. The Bible said, thou shalt not kill. But of course, the Bible goes on teaching all about killing. It goes all about taking the lives of others and just destroying those who were not of your faith or you're not of your conviction. And it made you wonder just what you should do. Now, from our point of view, as a philosopher, and I don't mean as God Unlimited University philosopher or a me philosopher, you philosopher, but just as a philosopher who thinks about these things, our purpose, the purpose of anything being on earth, is to live. And the purpose of anything being on earth is to live in its ultimate self. And to live in its ultimate self means that it lives in its total life. Now the shell that we have, the human body, we think is dispensable. We take off an arm, we take off a leg, we add a new heart, we reconstruct the body. So perhaps the body isn't as important as we think. Maybe we can kill the body. Maybe it's okay to do that. Well, if you're killing an animal for food or something like that, that's one attitude. But to kill a person because you don't like them, you're not killing their body, you're killing their spirit, their mind, that is, you think you are. You're killing the vehicle that carries the attitude that they have. Now, what you want to do is to get after that attitude. And again, that's none of your business. It's none of our business to get at the attitudes of other people. It's only our business to get at our own attitude. Well, then what do we do in this world in which there are so many things going on, in which there are so many conflicts and so many details that distress us as well as make us happy? What do we do? Well, here's where our philosophy comes in, very important to me. Our philosophy teaches, be yourself and have fun. Our philosophy teaches, love your neighbor like yourself. Our philosophy teaches, all the world, enjoying unconditional love, lives harmoniously one with the other. Well, but the world isn't that way, and people aren't that way, and circumstances don't go on that way. Yes, that's true. But the thing is, how did you recognize that? How did I see the world was not a harmonious place? When did I start seeing that the world was not a lovely place? That's just when I felt I had to do something about it. Now, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to change your own thinking? Are you going to improve your own attitude? You know, the statement is, now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now there is order in the universe, and it began with me. I look at everyone with unconditional love, and everyone looks at me with unconditional love. Isn't that a wonderful possibility? Yep. Quantum physics is the physics of possibilities. And I think this is what we are dealing with. Our quantum metaphysics here asks the question, what is the right to kill? And the answer is, there is no right to kill. There is only the right to give life. There is only the right to perpetuate life. There is only the right to see all in divine order. There is only the right to love unconditionally. When you and I make our total precept in living to love unconditionally, when that is our only desire, to love unconditionally, then we will find out that, indeed, this is a wonderful world, and indeed, we have no desire to take the life of another. We have no desire to take the ultimate, if you will, of taking away their life just because they don't believe like we do. All that's up to us is to love them, love them, love them, unconditionally. Love your neighbor. Love those who despitefully use you. We've been given these admonitions by a loving Bible, by a loving Christ, by a loving philosophy, by a loving world. Let's put it into practice. And let's recognize that rather than let anger be our guidepost, let love, unconditional love, be our guidepost. We love so completely, so beautifully, so fantastically, that there is no other purpose in our life. These are thoughts that I dwell upon, and these are thoughts that I put into my consciousness every day. Join with me and enjoy unconditional love in a world in which there is only life and more life. And what a wonderful life that is. Know that I unconditionally love myself, and I unconditionally love you. I love you. I love you.